Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
I've got a wonderful new guest, Regenta Roy, Head of Film Department and Chief of Curators at MoMA. Lovely to meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us, because it's such a busy time, although I think the rain has scared everybody away today.
It scattered all of us. I was hiding in a little cubicle watching films on video.
So
you have to run around.
That's maybe not an ideal situation. However, it does make for a wonderful get in a cinema and just kind of cozy down and enjoy a movie
weather.
It really is. Yep. I was just missing the duvet this morning. I would love to have had duvet and a nice hot cup of tea hot cup of cocoa. That would have been marvelous. But
can you explain to me why you're not allowed to have those tea kettles in your hotel rooms here in Italy? I don't know. They said it was against the law, but that sounds
like a little bit
like conspiracy.
Maybe it's because they don't want you to have coffee that isn't espresso.
Ah, yes. Quality control.
Yes. And probably also expenditure control, I think they just confiscate everything so that you go and spend money in all the local shops.
That sounds about right.
So, yes. But obviously, you're here for a reason. You're showing some film, well, a film here, The Iron Mask.
Yeah, no.
As a retrospective section. So tell us a little bit about you being here. What's your Venice experience like? Is this your first time? And of course, about The Iron Mask.
Well, it is actually it's been 12 years since I came to Venice the first time.
Wow.
But it's only my fifth festival. So I'm not able to come every year, but this is my first time coming as a presenter. So I've been honored to come as an industry guest to scout films for our programs. We have a festival called New Directors that we do with the Film Society of Lincoln Center. So I'm scouting new talent as well as established filmmakers. But this year, we were invited by Alberto Barbera in the classic section to present our new restoration of The Iron Mask, 1929, by Alan Dwan, starring Douglas Fairbanks. And I'm very proud to say we had the only film in the Venice Film Festival. And by that, I mean we had the only 35mm film print.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Which
a bit scary, perhaps.
Scared the crap out of me. I don't know how censored this radio is,
no,
but
you can say crap.
I was scared shitless, basically, because I realized at a certain point, okay, this is an ancient technology, very familiar to people, but maybe not to the kids who are projecting. But you know what? There's a great team, very professional. We had a beautiful screening yesterday and this morning of the only film print in the festival. So, and it was actually perfect for The Iron Mask, because in 1929, Alan Dwan and Douglas Fairbanks conceived of this as kind of a great silent film in the tradition of the Three Musketeers. But they also knew sound was coming. So it was a hybrid transitional moment. And so that film, the reason this was a special restoration was because we married the original soundtrack, which were on these Vitaphone discs, which would be played in certain theaters that were capable of syncing up the discs to the projectors, and so audiences could hear a soundtrack to the film for the first time versus a live orchestra or a piano player. This was actually a recorded soundtrack, and on this soundtrack, which we discovered, had Douglas Fairbanks actually delivering a monologue in the beginning. So in 1929, it was the first time anybody had heard Douglas Fairbanks' voice synced up with his image on screen. So it was kind of a revolutionary time. And we're in a revolutionary time now, right? So
yeah, absolutely.
The fact that we're the only film print means that it's the digital revolution winning, right?
Right, yeah.
And we all know that sound won in the end, too. So
Very true.
An appropriate thing.
It's such a wonderful thing to hear, about 35mm, because, it's a dying art form, sadly, and thank goodness that MoMA's like here trying to make sure that the young kids on the block don't forget about the true beauty of cinema.
Exactly.
I don't know how Matt feels about that, but
I feel that Douglas Fairbanks is one of the most heroic figures in cinema history. Yep. But I also wanted to know a little more about what MoMA is doing now, because MoMA being one of the oldest film archives in the world ever.
That's right. And actually, so the image material, so the original negative for this film, came to us directly from Douglas Fairbanks in the 30s when MoMA's film department was established. So it goes back to our history and our origins, which is the first American home for the moving image in terms of it being a collecting body. you know, back in those times, nobody thought cinema was anything you should save, because what was the purpose? You know, there was no tradition of, obviously, home viewing at that point, and even repertory cinema. So MoMA helped establish that in the States, and alongside the Cinémathèque Française and archives around the world, mostly in Europe at that point, we started this tradition. And it's my pleasure to kind of bring it into the 21st century. And, you know, it doesn't mean we're ignoring digital.
No.
You know, the important thing for us in presenting this on 35 millimeter here was, yes, to see how beautiful the print can be. There is no other film that had as much black in there in the color saturation as we were able to get out of our 35 print. But the real reason is to make the point, which is part of our mission, that film preservation is still best done in an analog fashion.
Mm.
So we have 27,000 titles in our archive.
That's and impressive.
They're all on film. And we know in 100 years, I was joking with someone last night, that The Iron Mask, ironically, even though it's from 1929, may be the only film from this festival you'll be able to see in 100 years in the way it was screened here.
Wow.
Because digital is just evolving so quickly, and it's impossible to store safely at this point. So it's still good to keep everything on film prints. So maybe there's
Yay!
A message there, too.
I'm for the old school.
There you go.
Let's keep on plugging on with the old school stuff. No, I mean, it's really important. And, you know, there are some incredible films that were made on 35mm. So we should never forget about those. I mean, it's an incredible film to bring to the festival, like you say.
Yeah,
I mean, that finding that monologue is... That's like a piece of cinema gold right there.
Exactly, yep.
You know.
Film archives are also incredibly important. They're doing amazing things at the moment. But I realized, being at Cinema Ritrovato, which is one of the most important retrospective film festivals in the world, that it's also a very collective kind of effort. I mean, it's not just MoMA. It requires other collaborations.
Absolutely. And I'm happy to... So I come out of film exhibition, actually. So I've worked for festivals before. I wasn't an archivist before I started at MoMA 7 years ago. So I've learned to do this on the fly. But what I've learned is that collaboration is key.
Mm.
And that hasn't always been a part of archival tradition. There's a lot of jealousy, or there was a lot of jealousy of who had what. But now everybody's really aware that we have to share assets. So we'll find things in different archives and try and marry them together and get the best picture. And that's an exciting thing. I think some of it has to do with festival folks running archives now. You know, I give us a little pat on the back, but... you know, Alberto runs a film museum as well, so he gets it.
And he appreciates it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really curious about how long it would take to restore something like this. I mean, this film must have taken a really long time. I mean, let's not even think about money here, but how long would it take roughly? Let's tell our listeners, because it's a really interesting...
Yeah, no, I mean, it's interesting in a way. You could calculate it many different ways. So we've actually preserved and restored the picture elements three times since we acquired the initial. So since the 30s, we've made new dupes of the image just to help save it. But we didn't find these discs altogether until just in the last 5 years.
Okay.
So it either took 5 years since we found those discs until now, or it took 80 years,
wow.
right? Depending on, and so it's about research. It's about a constant process of renewal, basically.
I mean, that's it. You have to have an incredible amount of patience.
Yes.
How do you select the films that you want to restore, that MoMA decides to restore?
So I've got a great team of people in New York. There's about 25 people in the film department. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically we have our strengths. Early American cinema is certainly one of them. So we're always focusing on those areas. But, you know, things from the 70s, 80s, even the 90s are in danger now, especially things in the independent field where people basically have kept their videotapes under their bed, you know, and those things we really have to look at.
Yeah.
So it's not just the oldies, you know, it's, you know, a lot of the other films in the classic sections are from the 70s and 80s. So, you know, we really have to think more contemporary as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining
Pleasure.
Us today, because, you know, and we know you're really, really busy. Are you going
like
to get to
thank
see
you for the work that MoMA does?
Hey.
As an early cinema fan, thank you.
Well,
much.
Thanks for talking about it. Thanks to the festival for showing it, because if we did it in a vacuum, no one would know.
That's right. I mean, are you going to see any other films while you're here? Just my last question to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I've seen four or five already today. So, I'm a junkie too.
That's good. So you are seeing films. That's
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Regenta. Roy, head of film department and chief of curators. Thank you so much for
Pleasure.
Joining us.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.